Paul was on at the very beginning of the night, Paul Beck. He performs alone and also in a duo called Ergo Canto with Leslie Bryant, and they'll be featuring at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic February 3rd. And Paul writes songs, but knows lots of traditional folk songs and many other things in between, and plays several instruments. And welcome, Paul Beck. Big welcome for Paul Beck.
Thank you. Well, Gail mentioned the sword and the stone, which reminded me of this song that I was actually playing at the Sword and the Stone when I played there in the 70s. When I was a young man, I carried my pack. I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's Green Basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. And they gave me a tin hat, they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ships pulled away from the quay. And amid all the cheers, flag waving and tears, we sailed out for Gallipoli. It's well I remember that terrible day, our blood stained the sands and the water of that hole into hell that they called Suvla Bay. We were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, he primed himself well. He chased us with bullets, he rained us with shells, and in 5 minutes flat, we were blown all to hell, never right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then they started all over again. Those that were living just tried to survive that mad world of death, blood, and fire. And for 5 weary weeks, I kept myself alive as the corpses around me grew higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me ass overhead. And when I awoke in the hospital bed, I saw what it had done, wished I was dead. Never knew there were things worse than dying. It's no more I'll go waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and near. For to hump tent and peg a man he needs legs, no more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they sent us straight back to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud, crippled heroes of Suvla. And when we pulled into the circular quay, I look down at the place where my legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to mourn or to cry or to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered. They just stood there and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reliving past dreams of past glory. I see the old men marching tired, stiff and sore, weary old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, their numbers grow fewer. Someday none will march there at all. And their ghosts may be heard as they march along the billabong. Who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? Thank you.
That was wonderful. Wonderful to hear that again. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Eric Bogle, a Scotsman who went to Australia, who wrote amazing songs, including that one. And he used to come every couple of years. He'd come and tour in this country. And I don't know if he's still coming, but if you ever get wind of his having a performance locally, check him out, or at least go on his website, because he's just written some really amazing songs. Thank you, Paul. One more hand for Paul Beck.